Hello, my name is Trevor Henderson, and I'm the head of faculty here at ABS Primary School in Al Yahar, within the United Arab Emirates. Welcome to my podcast regarding the students of today and technological innovation and expertise. Today I'm going to be speaking with three students, Zayed, Zayed, and Masin, who attend grade 5 here at our school in relation to the topic of technology and its impact on student learning. I'll be questioning the students about their history with technology, their proficiency with technology, and finally what they feel are their strengths with regards to new technologies. Now, given that our school is 100% ESL students, I have encouraged the students to answer in whichever language they feel most comfortable, English or Arabic, and I've been joined by grade 5 Arabic language teacher and English translator, Mr. Adel. Mr. Adel will be assisting in the translation of questions and student responses. So we'll now begin with some student questions about their history with technology. So guys, with regards to the different kinds of technology that's available, do you have or do you own any of these kinds of technology? For instance, do you have a TV, an iPhone, a BlackBerry, an iPad, a video game system like a PS2 or an Xbox, or any kind of technology at all? So tell me about all the technology that you have at your house.
Fanta Sual.
A TV.
Okay, so you have a TV. Any other kinds of technology?
Computer.
Computers.
And BlackBerry.
Oh, you have a BlackBerry.
Yes.
Very nice.
And iPad.
And an iPad. Now, do you have any video games?
Yes.
Yes?
PlayStation 2.
Good. How about you, Zayed? How about technology for you?
For TV. iPad. PSP.
PSP. Very nice.
Xbox.
And an Xbox.
And a PlayStation 2.
And a PlayStation 2. So you have lots of video games.
Yes.
Yes? How about cell phones? Any cell phones?
Mobile.
Mobiles? No. Mobile phones? No. You don't have a mobile phone? No? Okay.
Trevor, I have watched him listening to an MP3. He's got MP3.
Oh, you've got MP3 too? So music players?
Yes.
Yes? Good. And yourself?
BlackBerry.
You've got a BlackBerry? What else?
iPad. TV.
And some TV. How many TVs do you have?
How many at home? Come and look at the television for a bit.
Three.
And three TVs? Very nice. How about the rest of you? How many TVs do you have?
Four TV plasma.
Four plasma TVs. Very nice. How about you?
Two.
Two? I have one. I have one TV. Oh, wow. All right. Now, in terms of all those technologies, how often do you get to use them? How often do you use your PlayStations and your cell phones and all that stuff? Do you use them every day? Do you use them once a week? Do you maybe use them once a month? Or do you hardly ever use them?
Every day.
Use it every day? How about you? Is that every day you're playing with something?
Every
day. So every day you guys are using some kind of technology, correct? Oh, very nice. Now, with all this technology, how young were you when you started using it? So you're in grade 5 now, so how old are you, Zion?
Come on, Mark.
12.
So you're 12 now? So when did you start using all this technology? How small were you?
متى بديت تستعمل هالأدوات هذه؟ كم كان عمرك لما بديت تستخدم أي أدوات؟
7? About 7 years old you started using stuff?
Yes.
How about you, Zion? How old were you?
كم كان عمرك لما بديت تستخدم أي شيء من الأدوات؟
So the first time you...
6.
6?
6
years old. 6 years old? And? 8? Very nice. So you guys have been using technology for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Yes, very good. Now, when you're using this technology, so I'm using my BlackBerry or I'm playing my Xbox, how do you feel when you're using this technology?
Happy.
Happy, yeah. Now why do you feel happy?
He's got a lot of fun when he plays these games or when he uses these types of technology. He feels comfortable, he feels a lot of fun.
Yeah? Good. How about you, Zed?
Happy.
Yeah? And you're happy? And why do you feel happy when you're using, technology?
Because he enjoys them.
Enjoying the time with them, yes? And you're also feeling happy? Now, when you guys are using technology, do you ever get nervous or scared because you don't know what you're doing, or do you just figure it out?
لما تستخدم شيء حتى يكون شيء جديد عليك أو أي من الأدوات هذه, هل تشعر شوية توتر إذا ما كنت تعرف, ولا على طول بتدبر حالك وتشتغل؟ He gets used to them right away and he uses them comfortably. He has no problem with using something new.
Perfect. And for you?
It's the same.
Same? Mafi mushkala, eh? Just
no problem.
Jump
no
right
problem
in and go. Same, eh? Alright, perfect. So you guys are all professionals here. So you've definitely all used different kinds of technology. Now when you're using this technology, we're going to find out how good you are at it. So I'm going to list some different kinds of technology.
مثلاً يريد يعرف كيف أداءكم في الأدوات هذه, هل أنتم ممتازين فيها أو شوي شوي, فراح يعطيكم قائمة وأنت تقول أنت كيف ممتاز فيها أو متوسط أو قليل يعني استعمالك لها أو ضعيف استعمالها.
So what I want you to do is you're going to rate how good you are at it, and we're going to use some numbers. We're going to use a scale from 1 to 10.
إذا قلنا من 1 إلى 10 أنت استخدم أو تمكنك منها من 1 إلى 10. أنت إذا قلنا 1 ضعيف و10 ممتاز جدا في استخدامك هذا, كم تعطي حق نفسك؟
Right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how good would you say you are? So 1 means you don't know anything about it. You wouldn't be able to turn it on.
1 يعني ما تعرف شيء.
Right. 10 means that you're an expert and that you know everything about it.
10 يعني أنك أنت خبير فيها, أنك ممتاز جدا وتعرف كل شيء عنها.
Alright, so first one, making a cell phone call. So using a cell phone, how good are you?
لما تسوي مكالمة تلفونية بالموبايل, كم تعطي نفسك من 1 إلى 10؟
So on a mobile phone, 10. So we can all make a phone call on a mobile phone. How about sending an SMS message?
لو تبعث رسالة.
Text messaging.
رسالة بالمسج بالموبايل, كم تعطي نفسك من 1 إلى 10؟
9 9 9 8 10. Oh, expert texter, so you got good thumbs, eh? Now here's one for you. I don't know if you guys get this one, but maybe. How about using a bank machine to take money out at the ATM machine, taking money out of the bank machine with your bank card?
The ATM, هذه الماكينات مال الفلوس, تاخذ منها ابوك ياخذ منها معاش. انت كيف استخدامك فيها من 1 إلى 10؟
10. So you're proficient at taking money out, eh? 10 for you and 10 for you. See, because I know some adults who I've stood behind them and they just don't know what they're doing.
كبار السن ما يعرفون كيف يستخدمون أدوات المعاش.
They stand there and they punch the screen. They don't know what they're doing. Oh, here's an easy one for you. Playing video games. So using your Xbox, your PSP, your PS2. What do you think?
10.
You're not an 11? 10, and another 10. Perfect. Okay, so now you've all said you had computers. How about using the internet? Do you know how to get onto the internet? Can you use the internet to look around for stuff?
10.
So when you're on the internet, what kind of sites do you go to? What type of things do you go and search?
www.catnetwork.com.
Where?
www.cartoonnetwork.com.
Cartoon. Oh, so you're going to watch cartoons online. How about you? What do you like to search when you go on the internet?
NBC.
So you're going to watch your TV.
NBC 3, I think, is cartoon as well.
Is cartoons as well?
Yes.
And? And you're watching cartoons too. So when you're watching the cartoons, are you watching the cartoons in English or are you watching cartoons in Arabic?
Arabic.
Have you ever watched some cartoons in English?
Inglesi?
Shui.
A little bit? Yeah. See, that's with my daughters too. I'm trying to teach them to get them to learn Arabic by watching Arabic cartoons. It's coming a little bit. So we've word processing. So how much time do you actually do schoolwork on your computers?
كيف تستخدم الكمبيوتر عشان تعمل واجبات منزلية أو أعمال البيت
So maybe your teacher is giving you homework to do on your computer.
Ten
for doing the homework?
Ten.
So you guys, you all know how to work like Microsoft Word or something like that where you're typing in. And
yes.
Now, do you know how to bring pictures into your documents?
كيف تجيب صور تدخل صور على الوثائق اللي تسوي كيف تجيب صور تدخل صور
انترنت
from off the internet. See, good answer. Now, in using all this technology, do you think, which one do you think you use the best? So out of all those things that you've just talked about, which one do you think you use the best out of all of them?
من خلال الادوات اللي حكينا عنها كلها مثل ايباد وموبايل وغيره وادوات هذه الفيديو جيمز وغيرها شو أحسن شيء تقدر تستخدمه؟ إذا قلنا اختار واحدة بس أنت ممتاز فيها شو هي؟ واحدة أفضل شيء.
Blackberry
is the best for you.
PlayStation 2
and the Blackberry. Now when you're using a Blackberry, what are you using it for? I'm just curious.
ليش تستخدم Blackberry؟
For music, game.
Music and games. Now which one? Now if I was going to go to get a phone, because I'm looking for a cell phone, a mobile phone. Which one's better, BlackBerry or iPhone?
شو أحسن له؟ بين هو يريد يشتري الآن، يريد يشتري موبايل. شو أحسن له، iPhone ولا BlackBerry؟
iPhone.
iPhone's better. Now why do you say iPhone is better, Zaid?
لما يصير
كبير يعمل باللمس أحسن. It works by touching.
So it's got the touch screen as opposed to the buttons.
Good plan.
Now what do you think of the applications? Are the applications better on the iPhone than on the BlackBerry? So more games on the iPhone? Yeah? Okay. Now, with all this technology, this will be a funny one. Do you think that you're better at using technology than your parents? You're better? Okay, so Zayed says he's better than his parents. How about you? You as well, and so you all think you're better than your parents at using technology. Yeah,
they don't know how to use these kinds of things.
Your parents don't know how to use it. So do you find that sometimes you have to teach your parents how to use this stuff?
Yes.
Yes. Did they learn pretty quick, or are they still trying to learn?
Sure,
little bit by learning. Alright. Now, here's a really funny one. Do you think you're better than your grandparents at using technology?
Yes.
Yeah?
Now, why is it so easy for you guys to learn technology, but not so easy for them?
ليش انتوا احسن من اولياء اموركم في تعلم الادوات هذه بسرعه ليش انتوا احسن
من لانهم صاروا احنا كنا صغار وهم صاروا كبار
because they are already adults.
Yeah.
We are little kids. We can learn better, quicker.
All right. So you guys figure because you're younger, you learn faster. Is that right?
أنتوا عندكم أصغر تتعلمون أسرع.
Yeah. Now is it also because maybe you guys have more technology than they have?
أنتوا عندكم الآن إمكانية التعامل مع التكنولوجيا أكثر منهم.
Yes.
Yes. Now how often do your parents play video games?
كم مرة أبوك وأمك يلعبون ألعاب الفيديو فيديو جيمز؟
They don't play at all, eh? Oh, see? So that might be explaining one reason why they're not as good at it. Now, here's my last question for you. Actually, I have two questions left, sorry. Now, with all these skills that you have, do you think you learned those skills at home? Or did you learn those skills at school?
هل مهارات هذه اللي تكلمون عنها من استخدام التكنولوجيا هل تعلمتوها هاي المهارات في البيت ولا في المدرسة؟
في البيت والمدرسة.
Both.
You learn in both places. How about for you, Zed?
A
little bit of both. And
home
and school. Okay. Very interesting. Okay. Now my last question.
Absolutely.
So, do you think there's enough technology in schools to help you learn?
هل تعتقد أنه في المدرسة في أدوات تكنولوجية كافية للتعلم حقك؟
yes.
Or do you think the schools need more and better technology؟
تريدون أكثر. موجود هان الآن كويس كافي ولا تريدون أكثر؟
Do you think the school needs iPads and do you think the school needs music players and this type of
thing? I think that there should be better technology, more technology, more accessible technology here than what we already have.
Good. Now, how often do you guys get to use the computer lab here at school?
كم مرة تروحون الكمبيوتر مكتب الكمبيوتر؟
فأنا لا يعني أنا المسؤول عن
الكمبيوتر
كل يوم أنا أسوي الكمبيوتر
حصة العربي. So because he's responsible for computer in Arabic class, yes, he has access to use.
Oh,
so every day.
So you're running the computer for the teacher in the classroom, right?
Yes.
See, there's a teacher who's using student strengths. Very nice. All right, that was all my questions for you. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to try and get this all organized and then sent off.
وبشكركم وبقولكم جزاكم الله خير وأحسنتم بارك الله فيكم.
Thank you.
And boys, take care, bye-bye.